It's our continuing coverage in this interview powered by Hy-Vee with Katie Banowitz, head coach of the Pella softball team, following a tough couple of losses here to Norwalk, but tough only in the sense of you found yourself very much in the thick of things in game two, and your girl is showing a lot of improvement. This Norwalk team wiped you off the map the first time you played them, 10-0 in four innings, just not a game that was super close. Both these games, signs of, okay, we can do things enough to beat one of these teams, just not enough tonight to do so. Your thoughts about how the girls have shown some improvement over the course of the season and some of the little things they need to do to knock off a team as good as Norwalk.
Yeah, really, like I said that in a huddle to the girls, like really proud of the way that they showed up tonight and, you know, their mentality and how they went and went about things tonight. They never gave up. They were, you know, no matter what the score was, the dugout was constantly cheering, constantly trying to be annoying, which is, you know, earlier in the season or even last year, like I felt like that team, as soon as they would have scored one or two, like we just would have given up and said there's no hope. So really proud of the way that they continue to like not let that stop them, continue to be loud, like still believe in themselves and the bigger part, believe in each other, which is something that, you know, we have seen a lot of growth in this season.
And for all that we say about Emma and Katie, and they're having fantastic seasons, they'll probably be on all district and all state teams and all the above. Tonight, so much of the story was what your 4-9 did and had opportunities. And while there were a few at-bats, I'm sure some of those girls want to have back in particular. I believe Ella and that little middle part of the order with Riley, they were all, I believe, 7-9 at one point going into that last inning. So, again, most of your season is probably going to be written by what Emma and Katie can do in those big moments. But tonight, against a team like Norwalk, it was that middle of the order, and I'm sure that has you excited.
Right. Yeah, as much as great as Emma and Sheck are great players, like it's not just a them show. Like we have to have everyone contribute. And, you know, I think that kind of stems from the dugout energy of like constantly believing in each other. And, you know, Emma and Katie are allowed to do the great things once they get those people on and get that momentum started. And, you know, the momentum also starts with them as well. So, you know, I'm really excited for the way that the middle to bottom half of my order has started to shape up. And there's a lot of speed with that as well. So that kind of helps get people moving and then allows Emma and Sheck to be able to go do their things. But, yeah, really proud of the way that, you know, 4-9 really stepped up. We were hitting hard line drives, hard ground balls, not just easy little pop-ups or anything like that. They were putting the ball in play and causing, you know, Norwalk to have some errors, which when we have the speed that we have, it helps a lot.
Four runs coming in the fourth with two outs, and that's pressure. You're going against a very good team. It wasn't obviously Carly pitching, but their number two is no slouch and would start in most teams in this conference. You know, mentally going forward, I know it's just one little moment in time, but there was a lot of those moments this week with Newton and with Knoxville where you had those two-out situations. We talk a lot about them sometimes at nauseam, but that's important. If you're going to knock off a team on your way to state, you got to have those happen. And how critical was it that, you know, of course you want it with no outs, but that those girls had their backs against the wall and were able to get the job done and take the lead against the number two team in the state?
Yeah, absolutely. It was really fun to be a part of. And, you know, like most teams and arguably sometimes some we do this as well, like, oh, it's two outs, like, let's just get the gloves ready. We'll get back on the field for defense. But in order to see the fight and the belief in the person hitting and themselves and then to hear it from the dugout or the people on base, like I remember, granted it was the last inning, but Braylin's cheering on Emma at third base as loud as she possibly could because she genuinely truly believes in the ability of Emma to go out and execute. And, you know, that is something that I think this team might have been missing at the beginning of the season. And now that we're finally into the thick of it, we finally have our groove, we start to finally believe in each other and believe in ourselves, most importantly.
Here at Katie Banowitz, Pella softball head coach, this interview powered by Hy-Vee as we're going in closing, presented by Light and State Bank. Grow strong with us. And it's just little things, right? And it's you go back to it. It's a walk here against the number six hitter, knowing they're 9-5, might be the best 9-5 in Class 4A, to give them extra base runners. It felt like as the game wore on, you needed an extra out here or maybe a better defensive play here and there. You were right in the thick of this game, and I'm guessing that's part of the message to the team is that you were in it. Now it's a matter of can we execute those little things and do it?
Yeah, absolutely. In our like pre or like in between each inning, we were, you know, talking about, hey, like don't settle, like keep attacking, keep going to do our thing. But against good teams and even, you know, I would argue against average teams, depending on where they're at in their lineup, like you can't give anyone a freebie, whether that's a walk, an error, or we're bobbling a ball in the outfield and they get an extra 60 feet. They might not score off of it, but that just gives them a little bit momentum and that's kind of deflating for us. So we really are trying to focus in on, like, hey, we got to stop the momentum. We got to stop the bleeding as soon as we can versus letting it kind of spiral and build.
And, I mean, considering where you were entering the week and obviously the weather that kind of messed a lot of things up and all the above and just a weird game with Newton where things kind of were back and forth and the Cardinals kept your girls off balance to walk away with this week with the record that you had, knowing that it started really tough with that 17-0 loss to DCG, I imagine it could have gone a lot worse. And these girls probably, you know, don't realize maybe all that they accomplished battling back from a tough start Monday and being in two games with a team like Norwalk.
Right, absolutely. That's something that, you know, maybe we as coaches don't really kind of emphasize to them big picture enough. But really, really proud because after a 17-0 loss, like, it's very easy for teams to just be like, you know what, I'm not doing this. Like, we're just going to show up. I'm just going to focus on me. But instead, they're finding ways to, like, focus on the team. Like, how can the team be improving, and how can the team walk away with W's and that type of stuff. So very easy, especially with teenage girls, to kind of hang the heads at whatever happened. And then now to be able to come back at the end of this week and tomorrow even be able to execute and find ways to get wins.
Well, and let's not forget, it was really 25-0 because you were suspended at 8-0 in that game. So these girls really bouncing back from a tough night against a great DCG team and playing a team every bit as good as DCG, a lot better on Friday. And as you mentioned, I believe maybe a new tournament at Roland Story.
Yep.
So a little bit of a different flavor and some teams we don't normally see.
Yeah. So we play Central Springs tomorrow at 11 and then we play Roland Story at 5. And, Central Springs is number 10 in 2A and Roland Story is competitive. So we're looking to be able to walk away with two wins and just, you know, find ways to have the team that show up tonight show up tomorrow, being consistent with that.
A lot of breakfast going on in the baseball game. And then coming up Monday, I think mentally maybe a real pinch point. When you left this field with Pella Christian last time on Friday, it was not a good feeling. They crushed you in the second inning. The game just went off the rails. The season series can still be won. Obviously, Emma, I'm sure, would love to, you know, reset and refocus on Monday. I know you don't want to look past this tournament, but Monday, our next broadcast, feels like that could be a really important start to your final week of the conference season.
Oh, absolutely. I know the girls really, really want to win, and they want to go out and do their thing, but at some point we have to try and find a balance of, you know, wanting to win and wanting to do too much can kind of hinder you. So trying to find ways to still stay calm, still go out and attack, but, you know, not just think that we can show up and win as well, because PC is a very good and athletic team that they can beat us, and they have. So being able to just focus on us, we're playing the game, we're not playing PC, we're just going to go out, we're going to go out and execute, do the little things right, and then we should be able to walk away with a win.
And the Eagles will, I believe, be entering on a winning streak. They beat Des Moines Christian earlier this evening. That's head coach Katie Banowitz of the Pella softball team. Our next broadcast coming up on Monday. Tyler Crabb and Susan Lyons will have the call for you here on KRLS2 and on they don't have the video stream up, so it'll just be on the radio stream. Katie, congratulations on a fun week, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you.